What's the din on Shabbos? If a person cooks a davar yavesh, cooks a salad until machal ben rusoi, and then he cooks it till mavusha called tzarko, until it's fully cooked, does he violate the isur, the rice of bishul or not? Machlokes Rishon, machlokes the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam and the Bali Tosfos and the Aflam Epes, they assume that you can violate the isur, the rice of bishul on Shabbos, cooking from machal ben rusoi until called tzarko. The Rashba disagrees and he says, no, once it's mavusha called machal ben rusoi, that's it. So we explained that perhaps part of the machlokas, we're not going to get involved in all the details again, but perhaps part of the machlokas is whether bishul on Shabbos is a function of tikkun ha-maichel, fixing the maichel, improving the maichel in some way, or it's simply making it edible. The issue is making it edible, so just like in Kol HaTorah Kula, making it edible means until machal ben rusoi, so too on Shabbos, it should be the same. When you cook it up to machal ben rusoi, that's it. There shouldn't be bishul acha bishul. But if you assume that bishul on Shabbos is tikkun ha-maichel, so then as long as you're masakin the maichel further, even after maichel ben rusoi, if you're masakin it to mavusha kol tzarko, you could violate the issa deraisa of bishul. Some ask, so then even if mitztarek v'yofalo, you'll violate the issa deraisa. So we pointed out some taka hold that way. The Rambam obviously assumes that that's not a significant enough tikkun. It's only significant from Maichel Ben Yusai until Mavusha called Sarko, but after that, it's not significant enough to violate the Yisrael Rice tradition. The assumption of the whole discussion that Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'Davar Yavesh is that one is not accomplishing anything by cooking the Davar Yavesh, cooking the salad again. That's the assumption of the whole discussion. That the effect of the first Bishul is still felt. So even if you're mavashal again, you're not really accomplishing anything new. If you're not accomplishing anything new, you're not going to be chayev for the malacha deraisa of bishul. What's the din then if I'm not going to be mavashal again? Let's say I'm going to do a different type of food preparation. Let's say I'll do tzliya, I'll roast the item after being mavashal. Or I'll be ofa, I'll cook, I'll bake the item after being mavashal. A little stranger to bake it, but let's say I'll do tzli. Let's say I'll take a piece of chicken that was cooked in a liquid medium that has a definition of bishul, and then I'll put it back into the pot on Shabbos without any liquid. That's not bishul. That might be tzli. It's what the poskim call tzli kedar. It's in a kedar. It's in a pot, but it's like tzli. It's being roasted because it's not directly on the fire, but there's no liquid medium. Is that chayav on Shabbos? Is that what to do? What happens if the reverse occurred? Let's say I did afia, I have bread, and I bake the bread, and now I'm going to cook the bread. I'll put the bread into my boiling soup. I'll put it into the cauldron of soup. Let's say I'll put croutons into the cauldron of soup. Or I'll put, some other baked item, baked bread into the cauldron of soup. Maybe even into my klisheini. I'll put some baked bread in there. Is that a problem? Should we say that there's bishul achar afia, bishul achar tzli? Or should we say that the same way that ain't bishul achar bishul, ain't bishul achar afia, ain't bishul achar tzli? So that's a major machlokas in the Rishon. There's a Mordechai in Simon Shin Beis that quotes Rav Elezer Mimetz, who wanted to say that there's a distinction. Even if ain't bishul achar bishul, but yesh bishul achar afia. He says there in Simon Shin Beis, Avo bisha ain't bishul achar bishul, mikamakom yesh bishul achar afia, tzliya. Kidi amina bipsochim. He says the raya is from the Gemara Psochem. Psochem? Who Psochem? That's Shabbos? Yeah, I'm not talking about Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar Mimetz thinks that there's a raya from Psochem. Slow, v'achakach bishlo chayef, v'mukila krebiosi, d'amar yotzen berkik ashori, avaloba mavush, lafa bishloni moch. Rabbi Yossi says that your yotze berkik ashori, v'yotze the mitzvah of matzah, in the bioma, v'yotze the mitzvah of matzah, if you soak a kick, soak a wafer, but not be mevushal. If it's cooked, then you can't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Even if it's not anymore, if it hasn't melted, the surah is still there. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, tzlov achach mishlo, if you took a carbon pesach and you were tzola it, you roasted it, and then you mevashal it, you chayiv. If you eat it, right? Boshel mevushal b'mayim, al tochlu mimenu ma, boshel mevushal b'mayim kiyim tzliyesh. The carbon pesach can only be eaten tzliyesh. No, roasted, or even Basham Mavusha Bamayim, it's a lav daraisa if you eat the carbon pesach of his Basham Mavusha Bamayim. Dr. Gemara, Libid Rabbi Yossi, who holds that you can't be Yotze with Matzah Mavushalas, the din should be that slov aragach bishlo yechayev for eating the carbon pesach mevushal. That's what the Gemara says. Where is this Gemara Pesach? That memal of Amirah. Quotes the Brisa bishlo aragach slov shet slov aragach bishlo chayev. Either way, whether the tzli was before the bishlo, bishlo before the tzli, chayev. If you mavashal b'tchila avad, you're going to be chayev. The bashle, you cooked it. Certainly, the shame bishlo has been chal. It's bashal mavushal amoy. El tzlov agach bishlo atzliyeshu amai. Tzlov agach bishlo, you were first sola, you first roasted, then you mavashal. It's tzliya. It's tzliyeshu. So what could be the problem? Amar avkana hamoni rabbiosi. Tanya yotzim berkik ashoyu v'muvushal shlomi moach. Divrei Reb Meir. Machlokas whether you could be yotzi with matz mevushelis. Reb Yossi says you can't be yotzi with matz mevushelis. Dr. Gemara, alibad Reb Yossi, if you're tzlov, aragach bishlo, even though it's tzliyesh, the bishul somehow ruins it. The bishul ruins it. It makes it a korban pesach hamavushel, and then you'll violate the lav d'orais. The Gemara is assuming. Reb Yossi holds that the bishul is mevatel the previous status of preparation. Just like bishul is mevatel afia in the matzah, bishul could be mevatel the tzli, and it'll make it a korban pesach hamavushal. So you'll violate the lav d'oraisa of boshal mevushal b'amoyim. Yeah, I'll leave it to Reb Yossi. This braisa makes sense. That even slov aragach bishlo, you're going to be chayav. The bishul is mevatel the tzli. That's what the Gemara is saying. The bishul is mevatel the tzli. Ula amar afilu tema Rabbi Meir. The brisa could even be going al libid Rabbi Meir. Shani ocha da makro uvashal mevushal mikol makom. Double lashon tells me that even if bishul normally shouldn't be mevatel the shame tzliya, but vashal mevushal means any kind of bishul. Even if it's not mevatel the shame tzliya, any kind of bishul invalidates the Korban Pesach, and it makes it that you'll violate the lav d'oraisa of eating Korban Pesach mevushal. So it's two days in the Gemara there. The Gemara has two approaches to explain this halacha, slow and then achakach bishlo, what's the din? The braisa says that you violate the lav of eating the Korban Pesach mevushal. Is it going aliba de Reb Yossi, who seems to say that bishul can be mevatel afia, the hua dinami can be mevashel tzliya? Or should we say no, it can go lekulei alma, boshel mevushel b'amayim, there's a special gzeras hakasa, that if the carbon pesach is mevushel at all, you can't be yotze, then you can violate the lav of boshel mevushel b'amayim. You'll violate the lav of eating the carbon pesach mevushel. Zachar v'lezemi metz. Take Reb Yossi Shita seriously, that bishul can be mevatel tzli, so then what should emerge is that bishul achar afia should be chayav on Shabbos, because bishul is mevatel afia. Bishul, once you're mevashel after the original type of food preparation, it can be mevatel. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. And he feels that we should paskan like this, that's the ikar of the Gemara. Right, the braisa is going aliba de Reb Yossi that ain yotzim b'matzim v'elas v'hu adinami, you can't be yotzim the Korban Pesach if it's soli v'achagach bishlo. So he wants to say, based on that, the rule should be that yesh bishlo achrafia, that the bishlo is mevatel l'shem afia, just like it's mevatel l'shem tzli, so you'll be chayiv for being mevashel even after afia. It's roi la'achila, but it doesn't matter, you see? Reb Yossi holds that bishul can be mevatel a previous food preparation. So if it can be mevatel tzli, it can be mevatel afia, so then you should be chayev on Shabbos or bishul achrafia. That's the first day in the Mordechai. Hilkach, he says, Yizor adam shlolitein pas ofo yaf b'kli sheni b'makom shayatzo letes bo, v'gam mitzli yesh li zor. So he has a tremendous chiddush. He says, not only shouldn't you put pas into a kli rishon, clearly a kli rishon, right? That's a real bishul. If yesh bishul achrafia, you can't put pas or croutons or something that has been baked into a kli rishon. The chiddush is that you can't even put it into a kli sheni. Right? Reb Elezer b'Metz is mechadesh even more than yesh bishul achrafia. He's also mechadesh that pas might be kalei habishul. We'll get to this in Mitzvah Shem after Pesach a little bit. Pas might be kalei habishul, might be something that is cooked very easily, So then you can't eat, if you hold yesh bishlach hafia, you can't even do bishlach hafia b'klisheni. Because even if klisheni eino mevashel, the left man on the day says klisheni eino mevashel, it can't cook. But kalia bishel, things that cook very easily, like melach, salt, and other things, the klisheni can cook. So if you're not allowed to put any kalia bishel inside a klisheni, if you hold that yesh bishlach rafia, it could come out a double chum, and not only yesh bishlach rafia, but even beklisheni, because it could be, since pas is very soft, bread is very soft, it might be kalei abishl, it might be things that cook very easily, even in a klisheni. So if you hold yesh bishlach rafia, then you'll have to be machmer in a klisheni. That's the first day in the Mordechai. Comes the Rav Yoh and says, I don't understand the blezeni mitz. Miu Rav Yoh kosav lav milzini. Lav Milsi, the Rav Yoh felt Rav Lezer Mimetz overstepped his bounds. Why? Sounds like a good Gemara in Pesachim. He said, the Beperek Heitzah Mavarech in Mai Sila. Umasik Da'ad Kan Loka Omar Rav Yossi Ela Lagabi Matzah Devinu Tam Matzah Befiv Aleka. The Gemara in Brachas quotes Rav Yossi and Rav Meir, quotes the Machlokas about Matzah Mevusheles. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi maybe only said a special halacha by matzah. What's the Gemara in Brachas talking about? Gemara in Brachas is talking about the bracha on shlokas. What bracha do you make on cooked vegetables? Do you make a hadama, or do you make a shahaka? Machlokas in the Gemara. Maybe you should make a hadama only on a raw vegetable. Another say maybe you make a hadama only on a cooked vegetable. How do we paskin? So we actually paskin, it depends. It depends whether the vegetable is better raw or cooked. If the vegetable is better raw, so then you make a hadama when it's raw, because that's the ikar form of the vegetable. And then you make only a shahakol after it's cooked, because it's not as good after it's cooked. And if the opposite is true, if it's better after it's cooked, let's say you can't eat it when it's raw, so then you make a hadama when it's cooked, and you'll only make a shahakol when it's raw. But it's not really a vegetable when it's raw. It's like it's like a fruit that's not ripe. A vegetable that's not ripe. Strange idea, right? But it's not ready for achila until it's cooked. So you'll make a hadam when it's cooked, but you'll only make a shakal when it's raw. But the Gemara quotes the machlokas amoroim about it. You make a hadam on shlokas of cooked vegetables, you make a shahakal. The Gemara wants to say, oh, it's the machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yossi, who says that bishul can be mevatel afia, he holds that bishul can be mevatel l'shem yerek. So bishul is mevatel l'shem yerek, you should make a shahakal on a cooked vegetable. Rabbi Meir, who says that bishul is not mevatel afia, not mevatel sli, so then he'll hold that bishul is not mevatel l'shem yerek, you'll make a hadama even on the vegetable that's mevushul. So after Gemara, then even Rabbi Yossi will admit that you make a hadama on a yerek that's mevushul. Why? He only said by matzah that you can't be yotze with matzah mevushel is not because bishul is mevatel l'shem afia. No. Rabbi Yossi says the reason why you can't be yotze with matzah mevushel is because you need tam matzah. It's a new halacha. It's not that the bishul is mevatel the afia. It's that the bishul destroys the tam matzah. Tam matzah is through afia. That's the ikar taste of the matzah. The bishul is mevatel the tam matzah. The bishul is mevatel the tam matzah, then you can't be yotze the mitzvah matzah. It's no idea that the bishul is mevatel afia. No. No one said that. Rabbi Yossi holds that bishul is mevatel the tam matzah. It's not mevatel the afia. It still has a shame ofui. But even though it has a shame ofui, it doesn't have tam matzah. Because it doesn't have tam matzah, you can't be yotze with matzah and with shame. But by yerek, we don't care about tam yerek. We care that it's still a yerek. So bishul is not mevatel the shame yerek. It's called a yerek even after it's mevushel. You'll make a hadama even on shlokas, even on the cooked vegetables. That's the maskon of the Gemara Brachas. Zok the Rav Yoh. That's relevant to Shabbos too. You see from the Gemara in Brachas that what? Even Rabbi Yossi never held that bishul is mevatel afia. He only claimed that you can't be yotze with matzah mevusheles because there's no tam matzah. We don't need a tam matzah when it comes to Shabbos. We care about whether you violate the issur bishul. Is bishul something new? If it's mevatel l'shem afia, so then now you've been mevashel on Shabbos. If it's mevatel l'shem afia, then we say it's just like ein bishul achar ein afia achar afia, just like ein bishul achar bishul. If bishul is not mevatel l'shem afia, so then ein afia achar afia, meaning nothing's happening after the afia. You're not accomplishing anything. So if you hold it, even Rabbi Yossi admits that bishul is not mevatel afia. It's just you need the tam matzah. That's why you can't be yotze with matzah matzah mevusheles, so then what will come out is that ain bishul achar afiyah on Shabbos. Bishul is not going to be mevatel the afiyah. Because you don't need, the key is tamatzah. That's a matzah halacha. It's not a bishul mevatel afiyah halacha. So for Shabbos, we'll say that bishul is not mevatel afiyah. So these are the 2 days that the Mordechai quotes. These are the 2 days the Mordechai quotes. Either bishul is mevatel afiyah because we can learn from matzah mevusheles, or no, Rabbi Yossi never said that matzah mevusheles is not going to work because bishul mevatel afiyah. He said bina tamatzah. So bina tamatzah is something that relates to matzah, but it's not going to relate to Shabbos. Says the Beis Yosef, the kasha of the Rav Yoh is a kusha chazaka, he said. The Beis Yosef doesn't always use that lashon. But he says, the kasha of the Rav Yoh is a kusha chazaka. The Gemara in Bracha says, this has nothing to do with Bishul Mevatel Afiyah. It has to do with Tam Matzah. What's Rav Elezer Mimetz going to do? How's he going to answer this kasha? The Beis Yosef leaves it b'tzarechi. He says, Mamash HaKusha Alimta. From the Gemara in Bracha, what's the answer going to be? David G. You have a kasha from before? Okay. What's the answer to this kasha? It's an eisen kasha. The chor from the Gemara Brachas, you see that l'kulei alma bishul is not mevatel afiyah. It's just the din. Rabbi Yossi holds that you need tamatzah, so matzah mevushelas doesn't have tamatzah, that's why you're not going to be Yossi with matzah. What's Rabbi Lezmi Metz going to say? So what's the simple answer to the question? The simple answer to the question is probably some machlokas asugis. It sounds from the Rav Yoh that it's such a davar pasha we pass on like the Gemara in Brachas. Who says we pass on like the Gemara in Brachas? It's not muchach to say we pass on like the Gemara in Brachas. In fact, Tosus in Psochim points out that there are different answers to this question given. Tosus says, "Ulo Amar Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir Kulei Hocha Medami Pesach Lebishul Matzah V'Hainu Dulokim Askona Deketzad Mevarchim." Tosfos says, our Gemara is against the maskon of Ketzim Avarchim. It happens to be that Ula is the one in Brachas who says that the Shaila, whether you make a Hadamah or a Shahakol on Shlokos, is unrelated to the Machlokos Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi. And he happens to be the one in Psachim who gives a different answer to the question of the Gemara in Psachim. He says, Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir, Uboshim Uboshim, Shani Achadamah Kro, Uboshim Uboshim Mikol Makom. Ula has a different answer in the Gemara Pesachim too. Who is to say that the real, that first of all, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and who is to say that the Gemara in Brachas is the final word? It's unclear. Taisa says it's a machlokas asugis. So the simple answer could be that the machlokas we showed with the Yesh Bishlach Achrafi or Ein Bishlach Afia is a machlokas which sugya to go like. Right? Do we go like the Gemara Pesachim? Rabbi Yossi holds the Yesh Bishlach Achrafiya, and maybe that's the key teretz. We say no. We go like the Gemara Pesachim that l'kulei alma ain bishul achar afiyah. Bishul is not going to be mevatel afiyah. Rabbi Yossi just says that you need tam matzah. It's a new tam. Maybe some machlokas asugis. That's mamish the simplest answer. That's the simplest answer. The Taz gives a lamdasha answer. Taz says, "I'll tell you. I'll tell you what the answer is. The answer really is in a chanami. The Gemara Brachas is right. Rabbi Yossi does not hold that bishul is mevatel afiyah." He just says that it's mevatel the tam matzah. Bishul might not be mevatel the afiyah. It doesn't do away with the afiyah. It doesn't negate the afiyah. But it does introduce a new tam. It changes the tam of the matzah. So you would say, changing the tam of the matzah, what is that? How does that affect me for Shabbos? On Shabbos, I want to figure out whether I did a process of food preparation through the agency of heat. Bishul, afiyah, tzli. I want to figure out did I prepare the food? Was I machshir the food through some kind of through the agency of heat? That's what I want to figure out. So if all Rabbi Yossi is saying is being a tamatza, but he doesn't say bishul is mevatel afiyah, so that should be irrelevant to Shabbos. On Shabbos, I want to figure out is bishul mevatel afiyah. Now I call it mevushal. It was afui and now it's mevushal. But if everyone says it's still afui, it's not mevushal. The only thing is, you've added a tam to it. So what did I have added a tam to it? Adding a tam shouldn't be anything. It's not mevushal, so that I haven't done a new process. How can I be chayav on Shabbos? Says the Taz wrong. Bishul on Shabbos could be all about tam. It's not that the Gemara in Brachas is not the Iker. Of course the Gemara in Brachas is the Iker. It's a function of tam matzah. Matzah, mevushalas, Rabbi Yossi says you can't be yotzei with, because there's no tam matzah. But don't think that time matzah is something that only applies to the Seder night. It applies to Bishul as well. Why? Because Bishul on Shabbos is all about tikkun ha-maichel. It's all about fixing, improving the maichel. It's all about improving the maichel, so then time plays a very important role. It's not just about making it roi la'achila. No, it's about improving the maichel. So if it's about improving the maichel, says the Taz, then maybe even if I cook the maichel after it's mevushal kol tzavo, as long as it's still mitzdamek v'yofalo, maybe I could be chayiv min haftarah. Says the Taz, maybe if I'm mevashal la'achar afiyah, I could be chayiv. Aye, but Bishul is not mevatel d'shem afiyah, so what? It doesn't have to be mevatel d'shem afiyah. The key is not that it's mevatel, but rather that it's mosif. It doesn't have to do away with the shem afiyah, as long as there's a new accomplishment here, as long as you have a new tam, a tosefes tam is also a reason to be mechayev you on Shabbos, says the Taz. A tosefes tam is also enough to be mechayev you mishum bishul on Shabbos. It's not that you have to do away with the shem afiyah, that now there should be a shem mevushal. I don't need a shem mevushal. Even if you say bishul is not mevatel afiyah, it's still viewed as a dover afui. But it's a dover afui with a tam bishul. It's a dover afui with a tam bishul. So even if al pidin, the bishul is not mevatel afiyah, but it still adds a tam, that tosefes tam can be mechayev for bishul as well. Even if you'll say that, look, it's already roi la'achila, it's roi la'achila through the afiyah, so the shame of bushel is not going to be chal. Maybe the shame of bushel is only going to be chal if it makes it roi la'achila. But that shouldn't matter, because we still might look at it as though you're being mevashal this item, because you've been most of the time, even if you haven't been out of the shame. That's what the Taz wants to suggest, to explain how to put the two gemaras together, how to reconcile the two gemaras. Yes.
So the Taz then said Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'Davar Yavish, because even if it's after Machal Ben Drusai,
everyone says Ein Bishul Achar Bishul B'Davar Yavish. She's saying after Mevushal Machal Ben
Drusai.
So what comes out of the Taz really is that the Machlokas Reb Lezmi Metz and the Rav Yoh seems to be how to understand the Malacha of Bishul on Shabbos. Is the Malacha of Bishul on Shabbos defined as being Machshir the item Achila, preparing it for Achila, making it Roy Achila, or is it Tikkun HaMeichel? Improving the Meichel. If you say it's making it Roy Achila, so then once it's Roy Achila through the Afiyah, then Bishul is not going to accomplish anything. But if you say that it's Tikkun HaMeichel, so then as long as you're misakin the Meichel, adding a Tosefes Tam, that's a redundancy, right? Being most of a Tam, not adding a Tosefes Tam, being most of a Tam, that's a further Tikkun. It's a further Tikkun. Rebbe Lezer Mimetz could hold that Bishul on Shabbos is being misakin the Meichel, and adding a further Tikkun will also make you violate the Isser Bishul on Shabbos. So this could be very similar to the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba. What Jacob is pointing out is that if you hold that Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, so according to the Taz, what you're basically saying is that Bishul is Tikkun HaMeichel. So if it's Tikkun HaMeichel, then you really should hold like the Rambam and Tosis as well. You should say that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'Davi Yavesh from Achal Ben Jusay until Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Because if it's Tikkun HaMeichel, I mean, the Taz said even further than that. Jacob, the Taz said even further. He said that if you hold Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, then you should say that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'Davar Yavesh even after Mevushal Kol Tzarko, as long as it's Mestamek V'Yafala. He was even willing to go that far. So what you're suggesting is you don't have to go that far. At least say the Rambam. Right, Jacob? At least say like the Rambam that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul from Michael Ben Jusay until Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Whether we go the extra step and we say that even Mestamek V'Yafala, Yehav Bishul, that's an extra chiddush. Some will say yes, some will say no. It depends how significant you view that tikkun. But certainly, if you hold Yesh Bishul Achar Afiyah, you should go like the Rambam, that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul from Achal Ben Drusay until Kol Tzarko. But if you go like the Rashba, that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul from Achal Ben Drusay until Kol Tzarko, then the Chor, what you're saying is that Bishul is defined on Shabbos as what? Not as tikkun HaMeichel, but rather as what? As preparing it L'Achila, making it Roy L'Achila. So by the same token, just like Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, once it's Roy L'Achila, even if it's only Mevushal Kol Achal Ben Drusay, In the same way, ein bishul achar afiyah, because it's roi l'achila once you were ofeit, once you baked it. So ein bishul achar afiyah, there shouldn't be any bishul after the original afiyah because it's already roi l'achila. Those two arguments should be related in some way, as you're pointing out, Jacob. That's a good point. Yes.
Even if you hold yesh bishul achar afiyah, only if it's going to help you. What if you don't want people to be? What is that going to be? The bash achar afiyah doesn't matter.
You're not happy. It's getting ruined, you're saying? So if it's mekalkel, then there's no chiyuv for that. That would be bishul through kilkel, so kol mekalkel and turin.
It's a subjective thing. If you like it, then you're chayav, and if you don't like it, then you're not
chayav. Do we look subjectively, or do we look at rova olam? I'm not sure. You're saying if most people don't like it, but you like it, kindumani, it would seem that if you like it, then you'll be chayav for it. Right, if it's good for you, unless but ladaito, you know, if you're so strange and no one would like it, really, it's such a kilkel for most people, and for some reason you like it, and it's a really strange thing. But you know, if it's normal, if it's normal, so then I think you could be fine. Okay, how do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Yesh Misha Omer that you should be machmir. It's the first day in the Mordechai. The Blazmi Metz. The Osalitin Pas, I feel the Klisheni, Shahayat, so let us go. The Eshmatir, the Rav Yo, he quotes both days. Nogula Hachmer, says the Ramo. Ramo says Nogula Hachmer, and Nogula Hachmer, even in a Klisheni. Should be very careful not to pour from a Kli Rishon. Ira Kli Rishon might be even more than a Kli Sheni. We'll talk about that. Many poskim assume that Ira Kli Rishon is even more than a Kli Sheni. So you should be very careful not to put your croutons or the bread into the soup bowl before you pour the soup out. Now, of course, if you're pouring with a ladle, maybe the ladle is a Kli Sheni. We'll have to talk about that. But let's say you're pouring directly from the soup, from the Kli Rishon of soup. So then you really have to be careful to be choshesh for that first day in the Shulchan Aruch, that yesh bishul achar afiyah, and then you shouldn't pour directly from the Kli Rishon onto the bread, because then you'll definitely say yesh bishul achar afiyah. If it's already in the Kli Sheni, and then you talk about putting the bread into the Kli Sheni, so there's more of a room to be makel, because then you have to assume like the second chumrah, that pas is kali habishul, not only yesh bishul achar afiyah, but pas is kali habishul. But even that, the Shulchan says best to be machmir. The Ramah agrees that it's best to be machmir. By the same token, if we're going to be machmir for bishul achar afiyah, we should be machmir in the other direction for tzli achar bishul. If someone cooks chicken, right, let's say they make a chicken, and there's liquid in the chicken. Well, there are some types of chicken that you make, and there's a lot of liquid there, so that would be considered bishul. So would one be allowed, we talked yesterday about taking chicken out of the refrigerator, putting it on a hot plate, the non-adjustable hot plate. It's not near a kemavashel, there's no shamiyachata, it's not adjustable, so there's no shia, there's no chazar. Heter gomer, right? So we said, but you just have to be careful that there's no davar lach. Because if you're going to put it out with a davar lach, then yesh bishul achar bishul, the davar lach. Maybe, we have to talk about that. Yesh bishul achar bishul, the davar lach, so that's going to be a problem. But it'll come out, based on our discussion today, that if there's no davar lach, and there's no problem of bishul daraisa mitzad the bishul lach bishul davar lach, but you'll be jumping from the frying pan into the fire vis-a-vis bishul achar afiyah or tzliach achar bishul, right? That would be tzliach achar bishul. So you got to keep your wits about you if you're going to stand in the kitchen on Shabbos. Right? That's why it's always better to stay out of the kitchen. Right? Even if you can't stand the heat, it's better to stay out of the kitchen on Shabbos. No, I mean, even if you can stand the heat, it's better to stay with you. Okay, let's go. Right? So if the chicken's not going to have any liquid on it, so then you might run into a problem, but this is tzliach habishul. That could be bishul achar bishul. Could be a bishul daraisa here. Right? Not because of the liquid, but because of the solid. Important to keep in mind. What's the din if you did tigun, if you fried something, and then you want to be mevashel on Shabbos? What's the status of that, Michael? That's another discussion in Poskim. It's complicated. If you deep fry, so the Poskim assume that deep frying is like bishul. no difference whether you cook in water or cook in oil. Deep frying is bishul, so it doesn't matter what the liquid medium is. But if you don't deep fry, so then there are many poskim assume that tigun is just like tzli. Okay, there's a little bit of oil there so that the pan doesn't get burnt. That's not called bishul, it's only called tzli. So that's important to keep in mind. If you only do tigun, then you wouldn't be allowed to be mevashel. You wouldn't be allowed to add more liquid to it. Vice versa, if you did bishul and then you're going to do tigun, that's a shaila. Meaning if you're going to, if you'll put it in, even with a little bit of liquid, if it's not too much, then you'll have your old shaila of tzliach ha-bishul. It's very important to keep in mind what you're doing on Shabbos to know whether the bishul ha-bishul problem is going to apply. Okay, this is as far as the concept of bishul ha-bishul b'davar yavesh. Question. Okay, now we have to talk about the next issue, and that is davar lach. Bishul ha-bishul b'davar, the din of ein bishul ha-bishul b'davar yavesh, that's toch a mishnah. Mishnah kuf mem hei amibayz, it's quoted by the Gemara. Mamad chesam amibayz. But the sugi of bishul ha-bishul b'davar lach is not in the Gemara. It's not beferish in the Gemara. You could say that the Mishnah is not talking only about davar yavesh, but it's talking about davar lach as well. Not clear. So the sugi of bishul ha-bishul b'davar lach actually begins with the Rosh later on in Perek Tira. The Gemara Daf Mem Amud Beis talks about what is bishul b'davar lach b'chlap? Before we talk about bishul ha-bishul b'davar lach, what is bishul b'davar lach? Love the Gemara. Tanu Rabban. Maybe Adam kit on mayim ameinicho k'neged ha-madura lo bishvil sheyechemu el bishvil shetovik tzinasa. The Braisa says that one is allowed to bring a keton of mayim, a pitcher of water, to put it k'neged ha-madura, opposite the fire. Obviously not that it's going to be mevushal. Right? If it's going to become mevushal, then it's asa. What does that mean? Lo bishul sheyivoshel, says Rashi shlotenichenu sham k'dei bishul shetehei hayad sol ledes bo. If it's yad sol ledes bo, we'll talk about in a moment what that means. That's bishul. So you can put the keton shaman k'neged ha-madura, lo bishul sheyechemu, not so that it'll be mizbashel, but k'dei shetovek tzinasa, that the chill will go out of the liquid, out of the mayim, that's okay. And the Gemara, it's a long piece of Gemara over there, then the Gemara continues in one of the wide lines. First of all, the line is binayim. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, echad shemen ve'echad mayim, yad soledes bo asar, en yad soledes bo mutter. Any liquid, if yad soledes bo, you cook it till yad soledes bo, it's asar. Less than that's mutter. Hechi dami yad soledes bo, amar rachva kol shekreso, shotinok nichdes. If the belly of a baby will get burnt, that's yad soledes bo. What does that mean? Soledes, says Rashi, nimsheches la'achoreha mid'oga shaloti kove. The hand recoils, soledes, it's so laid from the item because it's afraid that it's going to get burnt. So if it's yad soledes bo, that's bishul vis-a-vis dvorim lachi. Okay, so if someone asks you, what's the shir for bishul b'davar yavesh and b'davar lach? So you'll tell him, the shir for bishul b'davar yavesh is k'machav ben drusoy, that's the Gemara Menachos on Daf Nun Zayin, that's the Mokar. The shir for bishul b'davar lach is yad soledes bo, that's the Gemara Shabbos on Daf Mem on the base. These are the Makaros of bishul b'davar yavesh and b'davar lach. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you can bring the Kiton Shammai and put it opposite the Medura, k'dei shetovek tzinos. Ask the Rosh, how's it mutter to do this? La'el asvinan lahosim al gabe kira avu bishagruf oktuma avu bishatav shal nizbashel me'er of Shabbos v'les be mishum bishul k'damina la'el kol shabba b'chamen er of Shabbos shon asa b'chamen b'shabbos. Says the Rosh, who cares that there's no bishul? There's still an iser to put the item al gabe kira, even if it's gruf oktuma. You can't do chazara on Shabbos. You can't put something directly on the fire on Shabbos. How can this be mutter? The Rosh, yesh l'chalei. Yesh lechalek ben lahosim agabekira lemedura, the akder agabekira osir, aval eitz lemedura shari, vishim the dummy lesomech vishari. Keneged hamedura is like smicha, says the Rosh. Just like smicha is mutter, perhaps even mutter bechazara, as we said, Taisus learned the Yibai and the Gemara about smicha is even talking about chazara. Keneged hamedura, says the Rosh, is like smicha, and that's going to be permissible. There's no Isra of Chazara. All you have to do is solve the Bishul Daraisa problem. So if there's no Bishul Daraisa, then you're okay. But the Rosh just adds, Umiyu, lo dami kule hayla somech. It's not really the same as smicha. The hasa mafsik kos le'akira. Don't mafsik. Remember Taisus, I told you. Taisus makes a big deal out of the fact that smicha, there's always a dofen mafsik. You're putting the kedera on the floor. There's a dofen that's separating between the eish and the kedera. There's a dofen mafsik. That's exactly the point. Right? That's why there's no gzeir of shema yechata. We're not afraid of be mechata because it's not on the fire and there's some kind of a heker because there's a dofen mafsik. Says the Rosh, Kevin Shetzricha Chacham Laharchik Min Amadura Nidinoka Kineged Amadura V'lo Noka Eitzel Amadura Ika Akera V'lo Osi L'chetuya. Says the Rosh, Kineged Amadura is mutter, it's like smicha, you don't need a dofen mafsik, says the Rosh. The Rosh is one of those shittas that claims that smicha is mutter as long as it's far away from the fire. If it's far enough away from the fire, it's can you get to Yatza lettuce bow? But there's no Bishul HaBishul problem. We're talking about a Dover Yavish. There's no Shema Yechata B'Gacholim problem either because it's far from the fire. So because it's far from the fire, we don't look at it as though you're putting it on the fire. So the Rosh holds that Smicha's Mutter, even if there's no Dofen Mapsik, as long as it's far from the fire. And that's how he explains the Gemara Daf Mem Beis, that Kenegan Hamadura is going to be Mutter. That's the beginning of the Rosh. Yes? The Kiton Shomayim is a Dover Lach. Yeah, you're talking right. Says the Rosh. That gets to the second point of the Rosh. Says the Rosh. You know what, before I even said it. The Rosh interprets the Gemara and Daf Lamed test that anything that's Bo B'chamin Erev Shabbos, Shorno So B'chamin B'Shabbos, it's not only referring to Dover Yavish, it's talking about Dover Lach as well. So says the Rosh, once we claim that Ein Bishul Lach HaBishul, Bein B'Dover Yavish, Bein B'Dover Lach, Ulamayda Parashina D'Loshay HaBishul B'Tavshul Shin Ezbashel, Tavshul Mestoma has Lachos in it, has liquid in it. So once you say that Ein Bishul Lach HaBishul, even B'Dover Lach, Lo Tiksha Hodi Amina Le'el B'Bame Madlikin, The Ein Tomne B'Dover Shein Amosif Hevel Mishach HaShech HaGzei Rishem Yartiach. What's this kasha? The Gemara says on Daf Lamed Aleph that you're not allowed to do Hatmona Mishach HaSheicham. You're not allowed to do Hatmona B'Dover HaMosif Hevel, even Erev Shabbos. And on Shabbos you're not allowed to be Matmin, even B'Dover She'eno Mosif Hevel. When is the only case that you can be Matmin B'Dover She'eno Mosif Hevel? B'Dover Shemamid Hevel? Right? If you're Matmin B'Dover HaMamid Hevel, Erev Shabbos, right? So, can you be matmin as well? Right? You can't be matmin on Shabbos. Bein bedavar Moshev Hevel, bein bedavar ha-mamin Hevel. We had a situation where even bedavar ha-mamin Hevel, one is allowed to be matmin on Shabbos. When is that? Well, if you're matmin from before Shabbos with the davar ha-mamin Hevel, you can take it off and put it back on. Remember, that's Taisus on Daf Lamed Chesem Beis. As long as you're matmin bedavar ha-mamin Hevel erev Shabbos, then you can take it off. Take off the insulation and put it back on. You can't be matmin lechachila even b'davar hamamid hevel on Shabbos. You can't be matmin bechlal b'davar hamosif hevel bein on Shabbos bein erev Shabbos. But b'davar hamamid hevel you can be matmin erev Shabbos, and then once you do that, then you can take it off on Shabbos and put it back on. So frek the Rosh, I don't understand. The Gemara says on Daf Lamed Aleph that you can't be tomin. You can't be matmin b'davar even b'davar she'en mosif hevel mishachashecha gzeir shema yartiach. What does that sound like? Gzeira that you might come to be mavashal. How can you come to be mavashal? It's like a tavshal that's mavushal, ein bishlach habishal. What could be the problem? That's his kashya. So after Rosh, hosam la mishum bishal el mishum shema yechata. Says the Rosh, gzeira shema yartia doesn't mean that you'll come to bishal. It means that you'll be mechata b'gecholim. It's a chashash or to a different issa that writes, not mavashal, but rather what? Havar. Shema yechata. That's what the Gemara over there is saying. Because the Rosh assumes that Ein Bishul HaBishul, not only B'davar Yosh, but even B'davach. Comes the Rosh in the next sim and says, V'rashi pirish le'el, no. G'zeri shem yartiach yiderish netztanana. K'she yirtze lehatmina. V'yartichena betchila be'or v'nimtze mevashel b'shamiz. Says Rashi, no, Zera Shema Yartiach Pshuto Kemashmo. It doesn't mean that you'll be Mechate to be Martiach. The problem is you'll be Martiach and you'll come to be Mevashel. The Zera that we're talking about is a Zera Otu Bishul Darais. That's what Rashi was concerned about. That's what the Gemara was concerned about, according to Rashi. But the Mishnah says in Bishlach Abishal, says the Rosh, according to Rashi, Hainu Davar Yavesh. Rashi holds that in Bishlach Abishal B'davar Yavesh, but Yesh Bishlach Abishal B'davar Lach. That's what the Gemara Daf Lamed Daled is talking about. It really sounds like the simple Rosh of the Gemara, Gzerah Shema Yartiach. It doesn't say Gzerah Shema Yechatim. So Rashi sounds right based on the Rosh of the Gemara, but the Rosh says just can't be. The Mishnah says Ein Bishlach Abishal. It doesn't say Ein Bishlach Abishal B'davar Yavish. It just says Ein Bishlach Abishal. So why should I limit it to Davar Yavish? It should apply B'davar Lach also. Comes Rashi and says, no, maybe I'll be Mechal. Only applies to Davar Yavish. Could go and turn a gold at the Reb Abba. But the kiss of the Gemara is the Davar Yavish. So that's the way the Gemara assumes the Mishnah. Right, that's how the Gemara interprets the Mishnah, so that's how we should interpret the Mishnah. It's talking about Davar Yavesh, not talking about Davar Lach. Machlokas Rishon, Machlokas Rashi, at the end of the second parak and the Rosh, whether Yesh Bishlach Abishal B'Davar Lach or not. Should we say that Davar Yavesh and Davar Lach are the same, and Bishlach Abishal by both? Or should we say that Yesh Bishlach Abishal B'Davar Lach? There's a chiluk between Davar Lach and Davar Yavesh. Comes the Beis Yosef and says that he thinks that Rov Rishonim actually argue with Rashi. Rov Rishonim assume there is no chiluk. He says, first of all, look at the Rambam, our favorite Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Tes Halacha Gimel. Says the Rambam at the end of Halacha Gimel, Hamavashel al Haor Dover Shehayim Avushel Kol Sarko, etc. Potter. Does he say Davar Yavesh? Does he say Davar Lach? Doesn't distinguish. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rambam holds that Ein Bishlach Abishal even B'Davar Lach. He says if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarko. Mevushal Kol Tzarko means Bein Lach Bein Yavesh. If he only meant Davar Yavesh, he should say it. The fact that he didn't say that there's a distinction means that he holds this way even B'Davar Lach. The Ran as well has a general Lashon but doesn't specify. Miuhani Mila B'Davar Shalon is Vashon. When do we say that Yavishal, that you can be chayef a bishul if it's lone nizvashal, abul tzonin shin nizvashal mutter lahanicho afilu b'kli bishul lekeneged hamadura afilu b'makom shayat for letters bow shein derech bishul b'kach mutter ein derech bishul b'kach. Interesting lashon. Let's say ein bishul achabishul. So the chidushay anshei shem in Sukkot and Aleph points out the Rosh. He says the Rosh quotes Rashi, who says that yesh bishul achabishul b'davar lach. What's the Chidushay Anshei Shem saying? That the Ran doesn't hold like the Rashi. The fact that the Ran doesn't distinguish between Davar Lach and Davar Yavesh gives you the impression that he holds that Ein Bishlach Abishal even with Davar Lach. That's the Ha'ora that the Chidushay Anshei Shem makes. I think, I'm not sure if you have the Chidushay Anshei Shem in your Gemara. You just have Hagos and Tziyunim on the side, different, but it's in the Hagos there. Hagos of one of the Gedolei Achronim, whoever this was, right, is that the Ran argues with Rashi. The Rosh argues with Rashi. Right, the Rosh and Rashi have two ways of interpreting the Gemara Daf Lamed Daled on the base. Gzera Shema Yartiach Yechatev Yartiach, or Yartiach means he'll be Mevashel. Right, he'll come to Bishel or he'll come to Havar. Machlokas Rishonim, whether Yesh Bishel Achar Bishel B'Davar Lach, or should we say no, Davar Lach and Davar Yavesh are the same, just like Ein Bishel Achar Bishel B'Davar Yavesh, so to B'Davar Lach. Question, Daniel.
What is the Chidushay Anshei Shem saying that it has to be that the Bishul is happening in a Kli Rishon? Does it mean that it's happening in a Kli Bishul?
If it's not in a Kli Rishon, so then we don't call it Bishul. We assume that Kli Sheni is not Mevashon.
So what would be the case of the Kli Sheni that's Bishul?
Kli Sheni is Bishul if it's Kali Abishul. But if it's not Kali Abishul, then we assume that it's not... That's not going to be mevasha. Let's say you have something hard, a hard substance, like a piece of meat that you put into klisheni. In the stomach, there's no bishul. That meat is not going to be, it's not easy to cook. It's not kaliya bishul. So meat put into a klisheni, there's no question that there's no bishul in there. Okay? So even if you hold a yesh bishul, just a second. He's talking about davar lacha davar yavish.
Oh.
Ha'ashi posek Rashi va'omer sheyesh bishlach habishul v'tamshu shenitzdanim kol sheyesh bo mashke shayach bebishul va'aser v'harticha bekli rishon. Aser v'harticha bekli rishon. So you're saying a davar lach, even in a kli sheni, davar lach v'stam is kali habishul. If we say that even bread is kali habishul, it's solid but it's soft, so a davar lach certainly should be viewed as kali habishul. So you're saying, why does he pick only on Kli Rishon? Maybe he wants to give you a case of Abishal Daraisa. Maybe even Kali Abishal in a Kli Sheni, that's a Chumra Derabona. Okay, because we don't know exactly what the Kali Abishal are, and Bechlal, Kli Sheni might not be Mivashel, Bechazal may have been Gozer on a Kli Sheni. Because it could be that there might be Bishal Daraisa in a Kli Sheni for some things. He wants to give you a case with his visual arises. He mentions a Kli Rishon. Okay. What's Machlokes Rishon in here? Why should I assume that Davar Lach is different? That even if Ein Bishlach HaBishol B'Davar Yavesh, maybe Yesh Bishlach HaBishol B'Davar Lach? Why should I assume that they're the same? I mean, at first glance, if you were to ask me, I'd say they're the same. The Mishnah doesn't distinguish. So Lachara the Rosh and Rov Rishon, the Rambam, the Ran, they seem to be right. We should hold that Ein Bishlach HaBishol, Bein B'Davar Yavesh, Bein B'Davar Lach. It's Rashi who has to really explain himself. Because Rashi holds there's a distinction to be drawn between Lach and Yavesh. Why? Why should there be a distinction? So the Minchas Chinuch, in Ofe, suggests that the rule of Bishlach HaBishol is a function of the particular item in question. It's all a function of how to define Bishul in the item. How do you define Bishul Davar Yavesh? How do you define Bishul Davar Lach? So up to Minchas Chinuch, he thinks there's a very big difference between the two. B'davar Yavesh, Bishul is making something edible. Roy Lachila. You want to be Machmir for the Ramam? Okay, making it Roy Lachila, being Misak in the Michael in some way or form. That's Bishul. B'davar Yavesh. So one can understand the idea that Ein Bishlach HaBishol B'davar Yavesh, because once you've made it Roy Lachila, or according to the Rambam, once you've been Misakin the Ochel as much as you can be Misakin it, once it's Mevushal called Tzarko, so then the effect of the Bishol is never going to be batel, always going to be felt. Even if it cools down, the effect of the Bishol still is felt, because the item is cooked, it's edible, it's completely improved. It's Mevushal called Tzarko. It's in its best form, right? It's in a significantly improved form. So even if you mavashal it again, you're not going to change it enough that there should be another bishul, because the effect of the original bishul is still felt. You're not really making it mavashal once again. And that's the yisod, that ein bishlach habishul is because the effect of the first bishul is still being felt. Says the Minchas Chinuch, it could be the reason why Rashi holds that Yesh Bishlach HaBishol B'davar Lach is because Bishol in liquids is very different than Bishol in solids. Bishol in liquids is all about chimum. It's all about heating. Tiyatso Letesbo. It's all about heating. What is Yatso Letesbo? Machlokas HaPoskim. Right, anywhere from 110 degrees Fahrenheit to 160 degrees. You got to be machmir both ways. Can't be mevashel something to 110, because that could be a chashash of a bishul daraisa. And even if it is 130, 140, you still can't be mevashel it, because it's a chashash of a bishul daraisa. You might go over 160. So you got to be machmer on both ends. Right? The shear of Yatza Letesbo could either be 110, or 120, 130, etc., up until 160. Once you've been mevashel it, if it's boiling hot, if it's 212 and you take it off the fire, you can put it back on the fire, right? There's no bishlach habishul there, it's still hot. But if it's not yatso letesbo, so then there's a chashash of bishul until that shear has been achieved. So after Minchas Chinuch, he thinks the reason why Rashi holds that yesh bishlach habishul b'davar lach is because once the davar lach has cooled down, then the effect of the bishul is poka, the effect of the bishul is batel. It's been nullified completely because the item isn't hot. If the item isn't hot, then if you're a chozer, umevashel, if you cook it up to Yatza Letesbo again, if you warm it up, I should say, you warm it up to Yatza Letesbo again, that's bishul. Because bishul b'davar lach is not about making it roy lachila or improving it further. It's simply about heat. It's about making it hot. So if it cools off, then the effect of the original bishul is gone. The effect of the original bishul is gone. So then you can violate bishul once again if you're going to heat it up. If you're going to heat it up until it's more than yad, so let us bump. David G.
The hot water is still hot. You pour hot water on.
It's not bishul. If it's yatzo lettuce bowl, that's not bishul achavishul, because the effect of the first bishul is still there. That's what we said. That forget about pouring the hot water on. If you have a pot of boiling water, you have a tea kettle on the fire that's boiling, you take it off the fire for a moment, then you decide to put it back on. That's not bishul daraisa, because if it's boiling hot, then the effect of the original bishul is still felt. So your new bishul is not new. Your new placing on the fire is not being mevashalit once again. See? What do you mean part of the mixture?
I mean, let's say something sitting out and only the upper part of your... Well, let's say you had a cholin sitting out and only the upper part of the cholin is the only part that started cooling off. So are you allowed to take hot water?
So the push-up shot is that we look at the water that you're being mevashel. We look at the water that you're heating up. If it's yatzo lettuce bow, then ain bishul achavishul. If it's not yatzo lettuce bow, then yesh bishul achavishul. We can't look at the other part of the cholent any more than we can look at a different pot. So we have to look at the water that you're heating up. And based on its temperature, we'll determine whether there's bishul achavishul or not. Avi.
If the main thing for a lot is just like heating it up, then if it's a pisheni and it's yatzo lettuce bow, like if the water is yatzo lettuce bow, then pisheni the one.
You're asking, how can the Gemara say that klisheni ain't a mevashel if it's yatzo? Monofshach, if it's yatzo lettuce bow, it should be mevashel in a klisheni, and if it's not yatzo lettuce bow, even in a klirishon, it shouldn't be mevashel. That's your kasha, right?
Yeah.
Givaldik! Tois is kasha. So we're going to have to get to it in Mitzvah. We're not there yet, but it's an excellent, excellent question. So that's the Minchas Chinuch's Yisod to try to explain Rashi, that the difference between Dava Yavesh and Dava Lach is all a function of what is Bishul. By Dava Yavesh, Rashi holds that Bishul is making it Roy Lachila, or being Misak in the Meichel, but by Dava Lach, it's all about Chimum, heating it to Yatzo lettuce bow. So once it's Nitzdan in less than Yatzo lettuce bow, then you can have a Bishul Lach HaBishul, because you'll be heating it up again. This Yisod is alluded to by the Prima Gadim as well. Let's all turn to this Prima Gadim. I'm not sure if all of you had a chance to see it, but I want to share this idea with you. I mentioned the Kala'acha Yad yesterday or 2 days ago. This is on source one. It is page one of packet 30. The Prima Gadim says at the end of that piece, the bracketed piece, the Lechora, let's go online, the Lechora. The Lechora Nira, with the apostrophe, the Lechora. The Lechora Nira, Zafka Mayim V'yayin V'shemen She'ein Ha'esh Poel Bo Lahakshir Kol Kan V'nechal Chai Gamkein V'habishol Hu HaChimum. The Prima Gadim says, I think that the only time that Yesh Bishol HaChabishol is by Mayim, water, or Yayin, wine. Bishol of Yayin, strange idea, okay. Mayim, pasteurizing the wine. Okay, let's talk about Mayim and Shemen. Water and oil. Water and oil? Water and oil, since the Eish is not polbo lahakshir, it doesn't make it roi lachila. You can drink the oil beforehand. It's edible. I wouldn't drink too much of it, but it's edible. You can drink the water, certainly. Up to Prima Gadim, I think the idea of Yesh Bishol HaChavishol can apply in such a case. I think Rashi's Shita makes sense by Mayim, Yayim, and Shemen. Because what? Says the Prima Gadim, HaBishul Hu HaChimum, like the Minchas Chinuch. Because there, the Bishul is the Chimum. It's clear by water that the Bishul is the Chimum. Hilka Kolshin it's Danin, Yesh Bo Bishul. Once it cools off, to less than Yatzel, let us bo the Shavi Bishul. Masha'enken Shuma Navaz, Moil Bosser. He says, but geese fat or gravy from the chicken, from the meat or something, Diyevshul Echo Ki'im Al Yedei Bishul. You can't eat the fat from the chicken. You get sick if you eat that without bishul. As the Prima Gadim, su af nitzdanein ein bo bishul. It's mistaber that kind of a liquid, gravy from the chicken, or shuman avaz, that should have a din of a davar yavish. Because it's not edible beforehand, so there the bishul is machshirit la'achila. It prepares it, it makes it edible, makes it roi la'achila. Said the Prima Gadim, I think logically speaking, the svar of Rashi should only apply by Mayim and Shemen, by something that's roi lachil even before the bishul. So what's the bishul doing? It's only heating it up. it's only heating it up, then we can talk about Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, because then we can talk about Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul, because once it's less than Yatzel Enesbo, so the effect of the first Bishul is gone. It's like the Gemara that Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Bishul Mateches, right? Way back, right? Remember that? First semester, right? If you heat up the metal, you soften the metal, there's Bishul Achar Bishul once the metal hardens again, because the effect, that's a Davar Yavesh! Yeah, but the effect of the Bishul is gone once it hardens again. A Davar Lach is the same as Mateches, because Bishul is Chimum. If Bishul is all about Chimum, so then it makes sense that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul once it cools down. Shlomo, David?
Wouldn't it make sense, according to the Kribbutton's logic, to say the other way in Rashi, that because, like you said, with the yeast fat, and because it's not, right, and once you do Bishul, now it's already, it's making the tikkun in the object, and before
of course, what he's saying is, once you've made it, once you've cooked your meat, and you've cooked your chicken, now you're cooking the yeast fat again, which has been cooked. So don't tell me, oh, well, we have to distinguish. There's Davar Yavesh, and there's Davar Lach, there's some salad, there's some liquid over here. The salad I can recook, but the liquid I can't recook. Why not? I should be able to recook the liquid as well, he said. That's what he's saying. Not the first time, he's saying the second time. Right? I should be able to recook the Shuman Avaz and the Moel Basar, because it's like chicken. It's not edible beforehand. So there, Bishul, is Machshir L'Achila. El mestima saposkim mashma kol shutzol v'lach yeshbo bishul achar bishul nitzdani. But says the Prima Gadim, mestima saposkim is just not true. From Rashi, you get the impression that yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, even something that's not going to be roi l'achila beforehand. Why? Where did the Prima Gadim come up to say that? Because Rashi is talking about a tavshil, and his case is a tavshil, right? You're going to be matmin a tavshil mebod yo mishachashecha. The tavshil has liquid. Some of the liquid of the tamshil is not going to be edible beforehand. Right? That's how the Poskim explain that the Prima Godim is medayik from Rashi, because Rashi is talking about a tamshil, and it could very well be that the tamshil, it could be meat, it could be chicken, it doesn't have to be cholent. It could be something with a liquid that's not necessarily roi l'achila. So there the bishul shouldn't be chimam, according to the Prima Godim. And that's Rashi holds that yesh bishul achar bishul. So it sounds like yesh bishul achar bishul b'davar lach, even if the thing is not edible beforehand. There's no distinction. But the people got them is right. Isn't he right? Shouldn't Rashi only say that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'davar Lach if the item was edible beforehand? Like by Mayim? So then the Bishul is the Chimum. The Bishul is Chimum. So that I can understand that Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul, because once the item cools off, then the effect of the Chimum is no longer felt. So then you can be Chayef for more Bishul. But if the Bishul is not chim, if we're talking about something that's not edible beforehand, so it should be like a Davar Yavesh, and even Rashi should admit that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul even be Davar Lach. What's the answer? So some of the poskim want to say the Pshat in Rashi is this. Rashi holds, yeah, I know Shuman Avaz and Moel Basar, they're not edible beforehand. But maybe the Pshat is like this, that all liquids, what makes a liquid liquid? Think about it. What makes the liquid, what gives it its consistency? It's really water. There's even water in the Davar Yavesh, because if you wouldn't have water in the Davar Yavesh, it would be dried out. There's water in just about everything, right? But especially liquid, it's really water. It's water with flavoring. It's water with some other elements in it, but it's basically water. Maybe Rashi understood that when it comes to Bishul of a Davar Lach, we really look at the Iker of the Davar Lach. The Iker, what's Koveya, the shame Bishul of a Davar Lach, is the water shibah. Because the Iker of a Davar Lach is the water. It's just water plus. So because the Iker of the Davar Lach is water, even if you could be talking about, even if sometimes the Davar Lach is not really edible, but in terms of being Koveya, what the Din Bishul applies to Davar Lach, we look at the Iker of the Davar Lach, which is water. And since Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul B'Davar Lach, since when it comes to water, Bishul is Chimum, then the same should be true about any other Davar Lach, even if it's not edible before the Bishul. That's how some of the Achronim want to explain Shitas Rashi. Yes, ma'am.
Does oil have water in it?
Does oil have water in it? No, but oil has the same din as water, meaning it is edible beforehand. You could put oil on your salad. It is edible. I wouldn't drink a cup of oil, but it is edible beforehand. But shuman avaz and moel basar, they're not edible beforehand, so they could have a different halacha.
Okay. Those things would be mostly
They're not edible, but the reality is they still have water in it. So you could say that Rashi claims that whenever you're talking about bishul or the davar lach, we always look at the davar lach as water. In terms of defining what is the nature of this bishul, don't tell me that the nature of bishul of shuman avaz and moel basar, that's machshir l'achil, it's making it edible. No, we look at bishul there as well as being chimum. It's heating up. So if the bishul is chimum, so then if bishul is chimum, so once it has been... So once it's cooled down, then we'll say that yesh bishul achavish. Okay, so this could explain, this could help explain Shidras Rashi. Okay, let's stop here. I'll just add a brief word from the